The cases are advancing so fast that I think is the numbers that actually have to are the ones that are going to drive the decision making. I understand that the administration is watching really, really, really closely these things. Even if we go to a hybrid mode, I don't think with the speed that cases are increasing that we were actually, how can I say it? I don't think that a hybrid at this point would yield the results that we're looking for. If the cases are accelerating and increasing so fast, we might need to go to a virtual situation as needed.
I know in the past you actually had wanted to do hybrid.
Yeah, however, you know, the speed that this is increasing in the past few days is just amazing, even overnight. How many new cases are you getting now on a daily basis? So I'm afraid that going hybrid won't curve the numbers. Make sense? We might need just to go virtual. And the truth is that the cases are very different from building to building. So the administration has been watching things very closely, and that's why they have been able to send an entire grade or an entire school or an entire class according to how they need it from where they need it. We have buildings where it is very, very small, the absenteeism. Other buildings where it has reached over 10%, and that's why now they're in that virtual element. So right now, I'm not sure if hybrid for everybody will be the best route anymore.
So West Middle School is virtual. Are there other full buildings that are getting close to hitting that rate as well or that level?
As far as I know, no. We are not that close. But once again, we're watching really closely. The superintendent has the ability to look at things faster than us and just kind of call us and let us know what's needed to be done next. And he's been doing a good job of that. So once again, I do believe that hybrid will reduce the exposure. However, at the rate that this is increasing out in the community, I don't know if that will be really helpful.
When it comes to COVID-19, you've done a couple of interviews about the impact on you and your family. Your husband was very sick. Can you give us an update on how he's doing and how the rest of you are doing?
The girls recovered really, really fast. For me, it took more than the 2 weeks that they say you should be over, you know, you should be recovered. I'm going to say that a little over a month. And I'm going to say that I feel maybe like a 90% energy levels and strength-wise. For my husband, he is still recovering. He might be a little more frail yet. But once again, he's adjusting to a new reality with diabetes now, officially diagnosed as a diabetic. And also, we need to do one more follow-up with the gastroenterologist down in Omaha, the one that saw him, just to make sure the esophagus had healed completely. But he's doing much, much, much better as well. He needs to work from home. Mm-hmm.
And what do you want people to know about the illness and about the disease?
The first thing that I want to tell people is that they need to catch it right away. They need to see if the symptoms they're experiencing could be COVID. And I know that they are just like the flu or just like other symptoms, allergies and other things out there. But it is very important to do testing just to make sure. Next, if you have these symptoms, really kind of self-quarantine if you can, and then keep an eye on yourself and in your family. When you're sending your kids to school, if your kids are sick, please keep them home. I understand that you have to go to work. I understand that you have to do your things. But if you send them to school, you expose them to get really sick, and you expose other students and other children to being, to get it as well. The spreading is happening. I believe the administration, the schools, the teachers, the personnel have done an amazing job trying to keep the kids safe in the buildings. However, we need to partner with parents, and we need to have the same norms, if you will, or the same protocols at home in regards of hand washing and social distancing and wearing a mask wherever they go, because yes, this is spreading. I was concerned that the number of children being absent for school wasn't that high, maybe in comparison to personnel. And we've noticed that it is harder for adults to recover from this thing. So in order to protect other children and teachers and other employees in our district, it's very important that we all work together to contain these. Let me just rewind. It could work maybe that when we come back from holidays, we could start again with a hybrid mode to little by little ease us into the back to school, you know, and I'm talking after Christmas break, for instance. But I don't know at this point how things are going. It is better just to watch numbers and just to make the quick decisions that we need to make according to building and population.